presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah. I watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. Fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive.
Presence of I knew I was lost, and death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me, and mercy heard my plea.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. Oh, now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me.
have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You go before me. You shield.
Lord, we just want to come today and we want to thank you so much. God, we're thankful that it is done. Everything that you've done for us, Lord, we just are not worthy, God. And we know, God, that you love us so much. God, help us to love you more. God, I pray as we continue this service, I pray, God, for Brother Darrell as he brings your word to us. Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us to listen, to heed your voice. God, I pray and I thank you for this time that we celebrated this time of year, Lord, for those that have sacrificed so much that we can be here today. God, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
See, on the hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. Look at the wounds that give me life, grace flowing from His side, no greater sacrifice. What is done, what is done? All the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Sing for the freedom He has won. Even death is dead and done. His life has overcome.
Speak. Say the name above all names, over every broken place. He is risen from the grave.
What is done, what is done? All the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Now, on a throne of majesty, the Father's will complete. He reigns in victory. Worthy to receive all the worship we can bring. What is done, what is done? All the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God. Future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
I praise God for what He's done. Okay,
if you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 29, we finish up in the book of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, 24 through 29. Hey, Cliff, you want to turn those lights back up? There's an outline of this on the back side of your announcements. You'd like to use it. I think everything will be on the screen also. If you'd rather do that, Matthew 7, 24 through 29, two houses that Jesus talks about, building the house on the sand or on the rock. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. So the last analogy, illustration, Jesus gives us the two houses. If you're looking at your outline, this will be on the screen, the similarities between the two. He gave the pretty simple illustration, the house built on the rock, house built on the sand. The similarities are, now, just so you know, I mean, I think you'll get it, or have already gotten it, we're really not talking about houses, are we? We're talking about people. We're talking about lives. We're talking about your life. Your life being either built on the rock or built on the sand. So he's just using the house as an illustration of our life. So we're going to talk about building us. The similarities, all houses face storms. Okay, this is the same of both houses, rock, sand. All houses face storms. Christians, non-Christians, you believe, you don't believe. How many Christians have you heard? How many times have you said it? I'm a Christian. Why is God allowing this? Because God allows this with everyone. All houses face storms. Okay, you say, well, you know, it was easier when I wasn't a Christian. Well, I don't remember that, okay? I don't think it was. All houses face storms. Everyone is building. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone is building on something. Everyone is building on something. Everyone is building. Building any house is a lot of work. Doesn't matter. Christian, non-Christian, doesn't matter. Any house, building any house is a lot of work. Things go wrong on every job site, okay? It rains on every house, the just and the unjust. Both hear what Jesus said. Both hear what Jesus said. But the difference, really the only difference, is when Jesus, the next screen, one does what Jesus says. They both hear it, but one does it. One builds on what Jesus said and who he is, and one does not. They both hear the instructions, both are getting storms, but one builder, the builder on the rock, actually does what Jesus said. So it's building on that rock. So that's what we're going to talk about today, building on a rock. What I want to do, if you've got a hard copy, you can already see it all. If you're just watching the screen, you're going to have to see one list at a time. We're going to put two lists up, one at a time. The first list is, why are you? And the second list is, who or what are you? Okay, so the first list, we're going to look at two lists. I'm going to go through these kind of fast, and then we're going to come back to them again. So we're talking about building our life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, not ourselves, not someone else. It isn't about what someone else thinks. It isn't about what I think for me, what someone else thinks about me. It's about what Jesus has done for me, building my life. Me building my life on Jesus Christ. So, questions we could ask ourselves. Not an exhaustive list, but it's a list. Why are you doing it, whatever it is? Why are you doing it? Why? Why are you doing it, whatever it is? Why are you saying it? When you say something, why are you saying it? Why are you saying it? Why? Now, I know very well, because I've been going through this list myself. A lot of times we don't even think about it. That's part of the problem. A lot of times we don't even think about it. We just do it. I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't know why I did it. And we just say it. I don't know why. Okay, that's part of the problem. And that's why when the winds come and the storms come, the house blows down. Because I don't even know why I'm doing it. Why are you doing it? Why are you saying it? I just say, why are you singing it? Why are you thinking it? Why are you wanting it? Why do you want it? Why are you praying it? Why are you needing it? What's the reason that you need this? Okay? And the list could go on and on and on. I just stopped there. Got to stop somewhere. So I stopped there. Why are you doing it? Why are you saying it? Why are you singing it? Why are you thinking it, wanting it, praying it, needing it? Why? And thinking that through, everybody's building. And so we're talking about kind of like putting a pause on our life and going back and making sure that I'm building on Jesus Christ, not myself, and not what somebody else thinks I should be building on. Next one, similar, but we are changing the words a little bit. Who or what? Who or what are you depending on? Who are you or what are you trusting in? Is it Jesus or somebody else? Is it yourself? Somebody else? Is it Jesus? Who or what? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you? What are you nervous about? This gets into finding out what we really care about. Who are you trying to impress? What are you nervous about, or who are you nervous about? Who are you, or what are you real honest? Who are you real honest with? Really honest with? Who are you intimidated by? The answer to all of this should eventually come back to where Jesus is what we're building on. Not me, not myself, not what somebody else thinks or says. Next screen, here's the answer to it. Admit it. Admit it. I've got a problem with some of that, meaning I'm wrestling with some of that. Admit it. I'm wrestling with some of that. Repent. Biblical word, it just simply means, literally means to change your mind. To change your mind. I was looking at it one way, I repent, and I turn around and I change my mind about it. I look the other way. I've used this often, these two pillars, columns, right? These are not posts. If you're building a house, these are not posts. They're columns or pillars. Okay. If I'm facing, I can't get down here too far. If I'm facing that column and I repent, what do? I turn around and face the other one, okay? So if I'm repenting about something, I admit I have an issue with something that I saw on the screen. I admit I have a problem with that, so I repent. I change my mind. Now comes the process of creating change. You cannot create change until you repent of it. God, I know the way I've put something else before you. I know I'm building on something else. I repent of that. Now help me change. Now help me change. So the change can't come until there's a change of your mind, and that's what repentance is. Now, we're going to go over that same thing again. Let's go back to the first list, which is why are you? I want you to pick one. Everybody wrestles with something. Everybody wrestles with something. And if you don't think you're wrestling with something, you're wrestling with that, okay? Because you're not honest with yourself. So everyone is wrestling with something. Something up there, why am I doing it? Maybe that needs to change. Why am I saying it? Maybe that needs to change. Why am I singing it? Maybe that needs it. Why am I thinking it, wanting it, praying it, needing it? I want everybody in the room, of course, there's not going to be a test here. It's up to you whether you do this or not. Pick one. Pick the worst one. Pick the hardest one for you. For me, I'd have to say the past few years, I've been working on why am I saying it? I've been working on saying it. And it's I admit it, I've repented of it, and now I'm working on that creating change. Why do I want to say that? Why? And really thinking that through, is it, do I want to say it because I want to say it? Or does Jesus want me to say that? When you said whatever it was, when you said it, whatever it is, did Jesus tell you to say that? Did Jesus tell you to confront them? Did Jesus tell you to back away from them? You know what we could do? We could do, look at it the other way. Why am I saying it, or why am I not saying it, right? Did Jesus tell me to say that? Did Jesus ask me to confront them and say that? Or did Jesus tell me to not? Did Jesus tell me to back away? Did Jesus do that? Or is that just me? Or was that somebody else? Because one of them, I think, when we get to who, is who are you intimidated by? And so, you, of course, you're going to eventually combine the two. Why am I saying it or not saying it? It may have something to do with the next list. Okay? That's what I'm working on. I don't want you to copy me. Okay? Don't do it just because I am. But I've been working on it a few years. That's what I want you to know. That I haven't been working on it a few weeks. I've been working on it a few years. Why am I saying it? Why is it me? If it's me, I don't need to be saying it. If it's what you think I should say, I don't need to be saying it. What does Jesus want? And when the storm comes, I'll be able to stand. Why? Because I've been building on what Jesus has me do, what Jesus wants me to say. Hey, you know, it's his problem now. I'm doing what he's told me to do. Okay? Okay. Don't copy that. You pick one. Doing it, saying it, singing it, thinking it, wanting it, praying it, needing it. Next screen. You've seen it before, but we'll do it again. Pick one. Who or what are you depending on? Are you depending on your job? Are you depending on your employer? Well, I get it that we are some, yeah. Who gave you the job? Are you trusting that job, that career, that paycheck is really coming from Jesus? Do you understand that? Who are you depending on? Who or what are you trusting in? Kind of the same thing, but a little different. Who are you trusting in? Who are you trying to impress? I'm going to come back to that one. Who are you nervous, or what are you nervous about? That's a key. That's what really, that shows what you really care about. Okay? This right here makes me nervous. Okay? It is tough sometimes to get up here. And I've been doing this for so long, you would think that by now it's easy. Sorry, it's not. Sometimes I sit in that seat, and I am not lying to you. I talk to myself, and I just cannot do this. But you know what? I'm right. I can't do it. The Holy Spirit's got to do it through me. What are you nervous about? Who are you real honest with? Real honest. Not the show, not the false face. Who are you intimidated by? Okay, I'm going to do this a little different. I finally have come to some victory on trying to impress. Been working on that a few years. I'm ready to pick out another one. I'll tell you why in a second. A friend texted me a few months ago, and been on mission trips with him, and so he's also an employee of our denomination, so he's kind of a big wig there and goes on mission trips. And so a few months ago he texted me, he said, "Hey, I'm going to be in Jonesboro on Sunday. I'm going to come and have church with us. Hey, great. Okay. So this is a denominational representative, mission trip's going to come to our church. Hey, great. Well, he texted me on Sunday morning, say, "Well, things happen, and I can't come." Great. I don't know what to say. But anyway, So I had a few days where I knew he was going to come. That used to, when I say bother me, it made me anxious. Why? Why would that make me anxious? Because I knew he's a denominational employee. When he visits here, he didn't, but if he would have, when he visits here, the next day, all kinds of other denominational employees and representatives are going to ask him what our church is like. Okay? And I know that's true. So when he visits here, he's gonna be talking to a lot of other people about us. I know that's true. Used to, I keep on wanting to say it would bother me. I don't mean it like that, but it would make me anxious. Why? I would want to impress him. I got to get over that. And I noticed when he sent me the text that I actually have. Because before I would want to, you know, I'd want to be sure that the music's just right. I would have probably a few years ago went over my message again, you know, just making sure. You know, why would I do that? Because I had this odd, weird thing that I might want to impress him. Who should I be trying to impress? I don't even like to use that word. Who should I be trying to impress? It's not you. Who is it? Jesus. Who should I really care? Jesus. Now, no matter what I do, Jesus is not going to be impressed by me. So I need to find another way to say that. But it's for Jesus' sake. That's why. Well, I've admitted that. I went through the process of repenting of that. And I think there's been quite a bit of change because if he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, that's fine. Jesus is still here. We're going to sing. We're going to preach. We're going to pray. And I thought, hey, finally, I'm finally past that. So now what do? Pick out another one. I think I need to work on real honest with. Who am I real honest with? I think I need to get real more honest with Jesus than what I have been. I think I need to admit more. I think I need to repent more. Anyway, I don't want you to pick that one just because of what I just said. But the one I need to work on is what are you real honest with? Which one would you pick? Pick the worst one. Pick the hardest one. Who are you depending on? What are you trusting in? Who are you trying to impress? You need to stop that. Who are you nervous about? Who are you real honest with? Who intimidates you? Lord, I need to work on that. I need to work on that. I need my house built on Jesus Christ, not me, not someone else. Last screen, you've seen it before. We've already talked about it. Admit. So I'm going to ask you, if you picked out one on the first screen, if you picked out one on the second screen, I'm going to ask you to, if you're serious about discipleship, you're going to start this process. I want you to admit it to Jesus, not to me. I want you to admit it to Jesus. Jesus, I've got a problem with that. I'm not great with that. I struggle with that. I admit that. And so, Lord, I want to repent. And I want to repent now. And that simply means I change my mind about how I've been talking. I change my mind about how I've been thinking. I change my mind about what I've been doing. And I cannot create the change on my own, but I can start this process of changing my mind. Lord, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to talk like that. I don't want to act like that. I don't want to be like that. Lord, would you help me change? Father, would you help me change? And now the process of creating change. where you're walking with the Lord, you're talking with the Lord. And I think, I still do, I think it's very important for me to let you know that this is not a two-week thing. This is a long-term thing. It may not take you as long as it takes me. I hope it doesn't. But it's a long-term thing. It's something that the Lord and I are working on. I can't do it on my own, but I can do it with Him. So, Lord, I'm asking you to help me create change. I admit to you there's some areas I need to work on. I repent of that. No, Lord, I'm asking you to help me change. I ask you, the musicians, to come on up. And this is where we pray and tell the Lord that we need His help. And trust in the Lord that He's going to help us. I'm going to ask the congregation to stand with me. Stand with me if you would as we get ready to pray. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads as we just, let's take a minute here and listen to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus as He deals with us. There probably is something on that first list that has stuck in your mind. It has stuck in your mind. There probably is something on that second list that is stuck in your mind. That Jesus is speaking to you about it. The Holy Spirit is dealing with you about it. I want to admit it. And I want to repent of it. I want to I'm changing my mind about it. Now, Lord, I need you to help me change. I need you to help me change. I want to come and pray about that. We're not coming and praying to anyone else. We don't even need to talk to anyone else unless you want to. This is time. This is you and Jesus. Let's just stay right there, right there. Let's just stay right there a minute. You and Jesus. Not you and your spouse, not you and your children, not you and your parents. It's not even you and your pastor. It's you and Jesus. It's not you and your best friend. It's you and Jesus. That's what I want. That's what I need. Me and Jesus. Jesus and me. That's what I need. That's what's missing. I've been living by what I want to do. I've been intimidated by what others thought I should do. I've been saying what I want to say. I've been acting like others think I ought to act. But I'm putting all that aside and coming back to the real foundation of my house is Jesus and me. If you need to come and pray, you want to come and pray, and just make that kind of prayer. This is about Jesus and me. That's what I want. If you want that this morning, you want to pray like that this morning, while they play and sing, we invite you to come and pray.
Though I die.
my wounds don't heal. Lord, I humbly kneel, hidden in you. Lord, you are my life, so I don't mind to die, just as long as I'm hidden in you. If I could just sit with you a while, if you could just hold me, touch me though I'm wounded, though I die. If I could just sit with you a while, I need you.